Let's go to business. Where are we looking at with markets at the moment? We've been near records all week. They're still there.
Just a little dose of reality, sort of. And it's, of course, unrealistic to expect that the markets will always keep rising. In the United States, Wall Street's main indices are lower by around 0.5%. In fact, a little bit less than that now, by about 0.33%. Some soft retail numbers and, of course, further concern about the spike in COVID-19 cases through the US. That's what's weighing on sentiment at the moment. Our own top 50 index in the morning, it looked like it was finally the bull run had come to an end, but no, it defied all predictions. Top 50 index gained 20 points, finishing at 12,765. That's 11 consecutive rising days and record closes in the past 7 sessions. Need to go back through the records to see how long since we've done that one. New Zealand dollar, 68.9 US cents and 94.4 Australian.
Wouldn't have thought the Reserve Bank would be that happy about the dollar that high, would it?
No, it wouldn't be, but it's actually not very much it can do about it. In fact, it seems to be a little bit powerless about many things
that
it's facing.
Perhaps it's a reflection that we, as a nation, the economy is doing a little better than people had thought.
That's right. Indeed it is.
Now, disruptions caused by COVID-19 have cut the supply of foreign money coming into New Zealand.
It's a survey been done by Simpson Grierson, the law firm. It's found nearly 3/4 of respondents to their survey either delayed or cancelled their plans to invest in this country. The amount invested for the first 6 months of the year, $1.7 billion. That compares with more than $6 billion a year ago. There's also been a steep increase in the number of offshore visitors who wouldn't consider investing in this country. They were just 3% last year. It's 37% this year. A partner at the firm, Andrew Matthews, says COVID-19 has created two notable challenges for overseas investors.
One is uncertainty, the uncertain economic arrangements and the uncertain impact on business is all pretty understandable. And secondly, obviously, people from overseas find it more difficult and can't get to New Zealand to kick the tyres and to sit across the table from people. And so that's putting up its own challenges.
And more on that survey from Andrew Matthews later in the hour.
Food manufacturers hoping the Commerce Commission investigation into supermarket prices will mean a better deal for them.
Yes, well, of course, we've heard all about whether it's prices for consumers, but food manufacturers are, of course, the start of the chain. They want to see a code of conduct from the two supermarket chains, Countdown and Foodstuffs. Attention has been, of course, on prices that charge at the retail level. The chief executive of the Food and Grocery Council, Catherine Rich, and that's the body which represents manufacturers of food products, says generally they find it difficult to negotiate with the supermarket chains, who use some tactics that are downright threatening.
In a minority of stores, there is some egregious behaviour. In the food and grocery industry, there will always be robust negotiations, but in some cases, some stores overstep the mark into territory which is more abusive or could be described as bullying.
That's Catherine Rich from Food and Grocery Council.